We're up to the last sif in Kuf Pei Hei. Welcome back, everyone, from your Purim vacation. The only place that we get a whole week off for Purim. But Kuf Pei Hei, we spent the last time we met in Sif Gimel on some shmeitzes and questions and lamdis about Nemanus and the ability to retract HaGadah Seder. Sif Dalet is a much easier sif. It talks here about a infrequent occurrence. But a man who's in the middle of Tashmish and his wife realizes that she's bleeding. Now, it's not usual because if it's wet, she has no way of knowing that it's dam. But nevertheless, the Shulchan Aruch talks about if that were to happen, that in the middle of Bia, a woman would realize that she's bleeding, that she's a nida. So you would think the instinctive thing would be to be Pirish Miyad. So the Shulchan Aruch brings from the Mishnah, Pirish Miyad Chayiv Koris. Somebody who's Pirish is over on the Isser Nida. She Yitziyasai Hanolai Kibiyasai. Because the exiting the guf with Aver Chai, with an erection, is a Hanoah just as entering is. Ketzad Yasa. And therefore, the halacha says, "Noyetzi parnei raglav ba'aretz v'shoya b'loidisha." He tries to exert pressure on his fingers, on his toes, v'shoya b'loidisha, and he waits without movement at sheyamos ha'ever until the erection subsides. U'pirish be'ever meis, and he's pirish be'ever meis, and the Rama is v'yimale pachad v'reses ala aveira shebali yaday. And he should be Malei Pachar on the Issacharis that came to him. And during this time, he should try not to have her body against hers. Rak Yismech Haragla V'yodav, he should lift himself on his hands and feet. Shalei Yahana Mimena, not to be Nehena. So, Issanida. If he does it not knowingly. If he does it knowingly, he's going to talk now if he does it B'shagig. But so far, he's talking, and he does it b'mezid, that there is an Issacharis. Now the Rama continues, v'impirish mimena b'kishoy u'b'shaygeg, shalo yada shas l'fresh mimena. A person did what a firm person would do instinctively. He didn't notice this, he never learned this sif. And he was pirish b'shaygeg. So he needs a kapara, yis'ane mem yoyim. You have to know that the kaparis in the time of the Shulchan Aruch are not like us today. We're weaklings. In the time of the Shulchan Aruch, they fasted 40 days for being Ovis and Eraisa. You're allowed to be medical. You don't have to fast 40 consecutive days, even though you eat at night. So you have 20 consecutive weeks of fasting Monday and Thursday. So this is the oifin of kapara, which is shchiach in Shulchan Aruch. It says the same thing about someone who's over on Isser Shabbos b'shaygeg. Someone's over malach deraisa on Shabbos b'shaygeg. It says a similar idea, fasting 40 days. We have from the Chafetz Chaim a notion that there's a weakness in the generations, and for us it's very difficult to take on these sigufim for kapara that exist. I don't know if the weakness is physical. Hard to understand that we're physically weaker than they were if you go by objective standards. We have a longer lifespan, we're physically stronger most likely, but I think it means that our mental ability to withstand difficulty is much less. Agav, I should mention that one second, that there are other kaparis that are brought. I remember once seeing in the Kafachayim a kapara for someone who talks during davening in shul. I remember it because it's a beautiful kapara. He says the person should lie down across the entranceway to the shul, and when people come and go in, they should all step on him. And that's a kapara. That's a kapara for him. Don't laugh, because Lassad Lava, you know, this is an easier one than what they give in the other world. There's no walkers. Everyone's yes. I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
For her, is
He did the Maisa. He was Pirish. Not before. We're talking during the Bia, this blood. Right. Okay, we're going to see the Pesach Truma talks at length about her. What? Yeah, afterwards is dam. We're talking where there is dam. There's no suffix. She says she has dam, and afterwards you know that there's dam. The stipler in a letter, which is quoted by others, says that bismana zefa kapara, a person should sit and repeatedly chazer a gemara he knows well. He says in that learning there's no gishmak, and that's a sigufim that people should practice bismana zefa. The constantly chaza gemara knows well if there is such a gemara. Yes. What? So we're going to see Pesach Tshuva talks about as well. If she has if she has just a hargasha. A hargasha. All right, so we have to know the gemara says the gabei dam bishas tashmish. There's an assumption that there's a hargasha. The gemara says so. Even if she thinks there's no hargasha, sovra hargashas averhu. That the sensation if this blood, we assume there was a hargasha. She says she didn't feel it. She felt it, but she thought it was the feeling of the aver in her body. So there's an assumption that there is a hargasha. Now, so this is what it says in Shulchan Aruch. This idea, first of what to do, and what to do for a kapara. Now, the Shulchan Aruch goes on, ubalela tainis osir, b'yayin ubasar. On the night of the tainis, your osir in meat and wine. So here there's a fascinating issue in the Teres HaShlomim as to what this means. B'leila tainis your osir b'basar v'yayin. Does that mean, right, that means you're fasting. Somebody was over on an Issacharis, whether it's Shabbos or Nida, b'shaygeg. Somebody accidentally turned on a light on Shabbos. B'shaygeg, you forgot it was Shabbos. If someone is walking or stretching and he turns on a light, that's not called shaygeg. That's called misasek. Shaygeg is he forgot it Shabbos. He forgot it's a malacha. We're not going to forget it's a malacha. He forgot it was Shabbos. He woke up in the middle of the night and turned on the lamp, and then he realized that it's Shabbos. That's an issacharis b'shaygeg. So such a person, according to the dina of the Ramah, needs to fast a number of fasts. And the night of the tainis, he's also b'yayin u'basar. So there's an interesting teres HaShlomim here. Yud, on the bottom of the page. That's what he talks about. That's this teres HaShlomim. B'leila tainis also b'yayin u'basar. L'chayre nira hainu alayla sh'lefnei yayim ha-tainis. Du nikro leila tainis ki yayim ha-lachachar alayla. We always assume that the night is before the day. V'hi erev, v'hi b'iker. Night and then day. First he says, Mashanogu Ktsas Noshim, Shein Eichlin Basar Bebeiz Veheik Shenaiflin Bay, that they abstain from meat on Mondays and Thursdays, on days of Nefilas Apayim. Oz Einam Eichlin Afalaylo Sha'achar Hayayim, Shuleil Gimel. The night after Monday, which is really halachically Tuesday, the minig that the Marshal says is not to eat basar and yayin. No. For who, these are women who have a minig to fast Monday and Thursday. For who kitsas k'moy minus. The Marshal, who never minces words, so he says these women, now he have women that are fasting Mondays and Thursdays and not eating meat the night after. So he says they're shtikla api karsim. B'zeh, sh'oysim nege chokmei ha-talmid, dalayla haylech achara yayin. They're doing the wrong way. Well, it's not so clear here if they're fasting and not eating meat or just not eating meat. Okay, ayin sham. Now, the parentheses, ayin sham shemat kliyte tam lemin hagam. V'dvar b'tchukim etmuv u'neged asugya li nira. Zokta Teres HaShlomim himself. V'li nira hatam pashut. Listen to the reason. Dis sham b'chol and dafei gimel de bekotchim halaylo ilach acharayayim. In the Beis Hamikdash, by Karbonis, the night follows the day. In Kain Seshu, B'mokim Tainis, K'may Shikosam Rashal Sham, this, which is B'mokim Tainis, B'tainis B'mokim Karbon Kai, and Tainis in B'mokim Karbon, so therefore it makes sense. This is what he says parenthetically, the Teres HaShlomim, to answer the Minig HaNoshim, that fast days are are b'makim carbon. And since they're b'makim carbon, I assume he means the hirotzen that we say that a carbon should be nisratza. We say miyut chalbi or miyut dami from fasting should be like I was makriv a carbon. And for that reason, the night goes after the day.
The night before they didn't eat, and the night after they didn't. The night before they didn't, because that's part of the day. The day afterwards, they fasted the day. Now
Some did the night before. But at any rate, this question is Rav Moshe in a tshuva in Arachayim, Chela Gimel, tshuva Peches. He's matmiya on this Teres HaShlamin. He says you don't find any tainus, not a tainus Sibor, not a tainus Yachid. There's no tainus in the world where there's a tainus that's day and then night. There's no such thing. Tisha B'Av do the fast, the night and then the day. And when there were guys of tainus in the time of the Shas, there's no such thing as day and then night. That's Rav Moshe's tmiya on this Teres HaShlamin. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Lamed Daled. And the Mishnah Berurah is Sifkat Nayin Tes. Now he takes it seriously, this idea that we dismiss that you need a kapara so fast. So nowadays, it's much harder to fast. In their days when they fasted, so what didn't they eat? A little meat, a little potatoes, what did they have? When we fast, we're not eating licorice and danishes and all kinds of things we're not eating. Anyway, Mishnah Berurah takes it seriously. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Teres HaShlamin. Mishnah Berurah is Saisim. He just says, the Ramos says like here, that somebody who's over in Issacharis should fast, whatever, mem yayim. And v'yei she'en amoth l'yayim v'basar, Mishnah Berurah says, pirish, v'layla shel achrav. Mishnah Berurah says, achroinim. The achroinim is the Yarab and the Prima Gadim, who say it both there in Shin Lamed Aleph. And he says some, but Ramosh's kasha sounds like a gvaldik kasha. You don't find such a tainus where the layla's achar hayayim. B'makim, which carbon? So the answer is that he doesn't, Mistam Tashom doesn't mean B'makim carbon like Rav Moshe understands, that every fast day is Miyot Chalbi, Miyot Domi, is Kilo, crafty, carbon lefanecha. He means here you're really chayiv a carbon. You're really chayiv a chatos. A person who did this was Pirish Be'evachai, or somebody who's Machal Shabbos B'shayge, really is chayiv to buy an animal and bring it into Beis HaMikdash. This is a real b'makim carbon. So here, it's a real b'makim carbon, it's Laila Acharayim. Rav Moshe asks, Loi Matzinu, Loi Tainis Yachiv, Loi Tainis Sibur, such an idea. Stam Tainis Yachiv, Tainis Sibur, is not b'makim carbon. It's a place of tsaris. So it's true as Yehiratzin, that's such a lashin, but it's not technically b'makim carbon. So I assume that's the idea of the Teres HaShlamim, the Mishnah Berurah, that here we're talking about Yitaka Chayiv, a person is Taka Chayiv Karis, and Karis B'Shaigeg, you need a carbon, some of Mela, that's where.
See here, Pirish
Be'Evachai,
once it wasn't Evachai, so is it also
Kiklein and Tavon? No, so if it wasn't Pirish Be'Evachai, he's considered an Oynis. No, we're going to have this Beferish, that if he's Boyle, Chazal were mechayiv to be pirish on the vest, and if it's shalei b'shas vest, the person is an einus. If he's bayol, then he's considered to be an einus.
So
and yeah, we're going to see if it's pirish in the chavis das.
Where do you see that
No. A chiyuv karis, you bring a chatos. That's what I meant. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's what I meant. Okay. I meant that issa karis b'shaygeg is chayiv a chatos. Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, I apologize. Okay. I thought you meant where do you see Chayv HaChatos? Okay. Also, that's a raya. On Tisha B'Av, the night after, it's brought a minig nati bas of a yayin. But the reason brought is because the Iker Sreifus based on the Kainu was at Chasaisa the next day. It doesn't say Kislai Lachar Ayayim. That's only, I think it's only a light plug. I think so. I think so. Ramesha mentions it in his tshuva there, but. What? Right.
That's
right.
If that carbon has been consumed by the Jews during the day, you don't have
Now, when he says the night, he doesn't mean day murim. He means we know that the eating is laila via is yam v'laila, right? It's karbachatas is eaten that day and the night afterwards. Yam v'laila is the zman achila, right? So that's what he means, that the laila goes after the day. Okay, say that. Say that. Good. See, bring. So, okay. At any rate, this is, I guess, aside the piece of excitement. Just finished the Ramah. Again, the Ramah said, "Belayla tainis us behind vasa v'lo yuchal hasanes yifte kol yoyim b'mamin sheit litzdaka kifi erach mamin sheyeshloi." Person gives tzedaka ki oshu yitain yosuk tzas me'ani. Now this you have to know, when a person has to fast and he can't fast, he's played the, so I don't know, someone's told me that someone told him, you should spend what you put, give tzedakah what you spend on a meal. So you spend on a meal, $10, so give $10. It's somehow hard to imagine giving $10 should be the pain of a fast day. It's the Ramah says, Ashik fi Ashray, according to what a person has. Let me just finish the Ramah. The Chol Amar B'Loshev Zchusulay. In this case, where the woman was an oinis in tchilas bia, and the man was pirish, ha'isha ina tzricha kapara. It's an interesting machlokes here. If isha ain't tzricha kapara, it's because she does nothing, and then lo yitzur she did do an act, she'd be chayiv. Or if there's an assumption that this yitziyasai hanalai kibiyasai is a physical fact by women too. It seems to be chalukei deis on the topic. Vim shimsha shaloi bishas vesta motza achat tashmish dam afolim tzeid shaloi. Even if a man finds on his body dam from the time of the bia, mikri einis, as long as it's not the time of the vest, you're an einis. Afilu loy batcha tchila vein tzricha kapara loyhu v'loyhi. Normally a person does bia and afterwards he finds dam even on his body, so he knows it was there bishas tashmish. Nevertheless, as long as shalei b'shas vest, a person is considered an einis, and you don't need kapara. Now, this I would like to mention to you two nekudas about this last part. First of all, there are women, especially when they begin the menopausal erratic type of dam. Also, women very often during times that they're nursing, that go through periods of spotting. And doesn't develop into a flow. When women are spotting and they come to a rav and the rav says the kesem is tar, we normally tell the men to be pirish until she clears up for 12 hours, even though she's tar, she's 100% tar. So why are you telling people? So we tell people it's etzah taiva to be pirish, because if somebody finds them to be a finds dam, that dam is considered dam dairaisa, it's considered nidus dairaisa. And the p'tor is that you're called an oinus. When a woman is spotting, you know, it's likely that something will happen. Then a person shouldn't be pirish until she clears up for at least 12 hours to make sure that to make it less likely that there will be a dam during the bia. What? I'm not calling it a vest, not at all. That's why I say it's a type. It will be a vest. It's just kavua that before a flow she always spots. That has to do with a vest. I'm talking, I'll say it's a taiva. In such a case, this is what we tell. Now, Ramesha has a tshuva, which I mentioned in the past, and people asked me for the Maramakim, so I looked it up. Ramesha has a psak. It's hard to know if it means psak or it's a taiva. When a woman passes her vest, she passes the Aina Beinanis. A regular woman, she's not kavua. So every month she's chayshish for lamed aleph, and her previous haflaga. All these days have passed. Koy tadina de shulchan aruch, she doesn't even dika. Until she sees dam, she's allowed to, she's muteris labayla. Ramesha writes in the tshuva, it's in Yeridei Gimel Tshuva Nun, that she should be baidik any leil tashmish. Any leil tashmish, she should do a bedika beforehand. Because Lamaisa, sometimes she's going to see. And therefore, as I don't know if he means Eitzah Taiva, he means Halacha. He says she should be Baidik afterwards. And there are those who are Matmiya, where Ramesha got it from. There's Simon and Mishul Chanarach. It doesn't say, even here it says, She's an oinus. It doesn't say anything about a bedika. So I will tell you that I found in the Chazon Ish, in Simon Ayin Tes, the end of Ayiz Gimel, he mentions in a few words the same thing. He says this idea. So in the Eretz Yisrael, they go on Matmiyan Ramaisha. You know, finally they find Ramaisha with a Chumra that they Matmiyan. But the Matmiyan, where does it come from? So it is a Chazon Ish also. The Chazon Ish also says this idea, and I can't tell you Mechuyev to do it, because I don't know what this from our Mechaim is, but it sounds like a proper Hanhaga. What? If to all have passed, Ayin Bein, Islam Lamed Aleph, and Leil Haflaga, on a Leil Tashmish, before Tashmish, to do a Bedika. I usually tell people not to do it just minutes before, because then it gets a little more upsetting. But to do it a little before, an hour before, when a person goes to take a shower, to at that time do a Bedika, and to be able to sort of be marzik that it's not coming. Ramesh's lashon is tivdaik kaidim b'smichus hayosakariv. She should be baidik beforehand b'smichus hayosakariv, as close beforehand as she can. That's Ramesh's lashon in tshuva. It's in Yardei Gimel tshuva nun. Filoi batka, yeah. The Ramah tach tashrish. I feel like Batra Tchila. Doesn't sound like there's a need to be Baidik. All right, so this is the Halach of Sif Dalid, relatively easy. There is here a piece of a Tshuva Sam Seifer. Pisrei Tshuva Tes starts off typical, but then it gets into a very debatable topic. Let's learn Pisrei Tshuva Tes. Vomer Leit Meisi. In the middle of Bia, she says she sees Dam. I am a Tshuva Sam Seifer Kuf Nun Hei. Iber Gisha Be'emtsa Tashmish. V'la Yigida Lo Klom Aracha Prisha. Now, she didn't see Dam during Tashmish. She just had a Hargosha. And she didn't say anything Ad Acha HaPrisha. So he was Parish Be'i V'chai. Habal Vadei Onas Gomer Upata Lagamri. What should he do? Ach Lini Le'isha Usafik Im Nikoras Gam Kei Radusa. The Gemara is talking about a woman who's an oinis in a tashmish, and during the tashmish she feels pleasure and she's nicha. So the Gemara calls that seifa b'oinis because yitzra albisha, because she already has a taiva. Oh yeah, sheshani hasam. Well, maybe that Gemara is different. She did some of Gavri Achrini, the Yitzratat from Yayin, Dim Layashav Emesai, the Kashal Alifresh, Mashen Kenida, but Teres Lachazman, Efshal Hashatok for Yitzra, the Kashal Kainis, Mashal Hidia Labaila. Maybe we shouldn't consider an Ainis, Adarab, and Hashem is Mazida Mazah. So that's his Safik. Now, Vayin Shamoy, this is the piece I wanted to show you. Hecha de Tzara Kapara, Ein Chilik Afim Loihi Gia Le Estrum Shana. Amad Abar, the Velt says, based on a couple of Mekairis, that even though in Beis Din they give Einshim from 13 years old, in Shamayim, in Beis Din Shamayim, they don't give Einshim until someone is 20. Atam lo higia l'esrim shana, the vadei b'shadasa b'nei mitzvah, so the Chassam Seifer says that's a mistake. Under 20 is the same. The vadei b'shadasa b'nei mitzvah b'shana v'simanim, m'schaivim b'chol chiyu v'etayra b'ez shamayla v'shamata. The Chassam Seifer doesn't like the shtikl tayra, that in Bezer Shemayla they don't punish till 20. He says, Vada, it's not true. And this which it said, where does it say Anshim is only from 20? So there are a few. One is by Sarah, it says, B'meyav kiben chof b'loi chait. Another is, after the Meraglim. After the Meraglim, they only punish from the age of 20. So, that's talking about temporary Einshim, or I guess Sarah before Matan Torah, where she kept the mitzvahs extra credit. Einsham. Zok to Pisri Tshuva, Nisam Seifer, Tzaz Chidish, Leitzin Gemara Shabbos, Peites Amid Beis, Shom Le Mashmachi. In Peites, what does it say there? It says that Yitzchak Avinu, that Rabbi Shalom said, B'nai Yisrael Chatu. So inexplicably, Avram said, Yimcha kidishamecha, Yag Yimcha Shemecha, and Yitzchak got up, and Yitzchak said, no, let's figure out how much they sin already. So it's a great Gemara. It says they sleep half the day anyway. So knock off the 70, they live 70 years. So, 20, wait, he says, knock off 20, because 20 they don't punish. At least 50. From the 50, you leave half for sleeping. Yeah, very strange, who sleeps half? But it must include sleeping during Seder or something. So yeah, they sleep. So it's only 25 years. And then they eat, and you know, and then pagolai, pagolecha. So Yitzchak is melamed tzuris. So it's a Gemara that from the age of 20, they don't punish a bezer shamayla, gavaldiga Gemara. So the truth is that on that Gemara, some Sefer, Lady Yehuda, and the Chacham Tzvi, all three have tshuvas not to take it seriously. That it's an agadah, maybe it's talking about special circumstances, or they all have sort of explanations of this. I graduated, just finished, I have a twice a week Seder in Evan Shlema, the Gross Sefer. Evan Shlema, and in Perek Yadav, which is the last Perek, he has a pshara. I mean, the Gra never brings achrayim. He just says, Hoda omru, einoinchem ad ben chaf. He says it means averis that are done after bar mitzvah till 20, it's deferred, there's an einish, but it's deferred till after 20, like a tax deferred annuity, right? You pay at the end. So the Gra says, you pay at the end. What's what do you gain? I assume he means you get 7 years to do tshuva. It doesn't come Rosh Hashanah and it's thrown in the einchem. The Gra says sort of a pshara between the two. Now, the Iker Taina that they all have on this Agadita, that you don't punish till 20, is this. The halachi is, kol shez adonai karis, shegagosei chatos. Anything that bemeis it is karis, b'shoigeg is a chatos. And we know that after a boy is 13 years old, a girl is 12 years old, and the oiva karis b'shoigeg, they bring a chatos. We don't doesn't say anywhere in halacha, in the Rambam, in Hilchis Shigagos, that you don't bring a chatos till you're 20 years old. There's no such thing. So that's the taina, that it's an agadita. We have to understand it, and however we'll understand it, but they dismiss that type of an agadita. Nevertheless, Klal Yisrael sort of paskin that we don't get punished till 20. Right? You know, like we as once in a Levaya, he was an at-risk boy who was in very bad shape, and he died the week before his 20th birthday. He died rather from an overdose. So at the Levaya, the Maspidim said that it was like Minas Shemayim, that before he was nichnis to the Gedra of Einshim and Bezna Shemayla, you know, that his neshama went up. So I wasn't going to stand up at the Levaya and tell them, you know, it's an Agadita, and there's some cipher, and the Chassidim don't hold that way. But, you know, I guess in Shemayim, Klal Yisrael paskins this way, so hopefully that's the way they pass. However, I will tell you, I mean, who am I to come and tell you, but I'll tell you a possible Havana and a possible marker for it. The Havana that I would suggest in this Chazal and the Agadita is the following. There's some Averis that you turn 13 and some boys are mature and they know that you're not allowed to go into McDonald's and eat a burger. So it's they're gedolim. It's something they can deal with. They can handle. They've been raised in a kosher home, and they can deal with it. There are certain averis where a 13-year-old is just not mature. He still has the chatos haneurim. He still has the exposure that we have in a society such as ours to things that are aser. When Chazal talk about not punishing till 20, it might mean those averis for which the child is just not mature at 13. He just can't do it, you know. Not every 13-year-old is fully mature that he can be responsible in all ways. You know, it doesn't go blank. You're blank, you know, bang. You're 12, and then bang. Your 13th birthday, you become mature. Today, Rabbi Franz lined that the terrible twos is until 22. It's a very in a way a very true line that in certain areas of maturity and certain boys, different boys mature at different ages. And the idea they don't punish till 20 would be understandable. We're talking about such averis that they're just lacking the maturity that we expect. Now, the reason I say this is because in the Yosef Engel, in his Gilyane Hashas on Shabbos Daf Pei Tes, brings from a Kadmon, from an early Achrayim, that this idea that you don't get punished for 20 years, says first of all it applies to a ger. When you're a geyer, you get 20 years, which sounds good. He says, Chochem Sha'ala L'Gdula gets 20 years. And get this, he says, a chosin, when he gets married, he gets 20 years, he doesn't get punished, the next 20 years. That's what he says. That's the Shomayla. Women, the wives are Bezra Shomata. But he says, in Shomayla, they don't punish for 20 years. So what? Who can understand that? It's like Shudav Pella. What's he talking about? You know, if someone's lucky enough, you know, he gets married, you know, we think a guy gets married late, it's bad news. You know, he gets married within 20 years of when he dies. So, you know, he gets kapara under the chuppah, and then he gets 20 years. Or chochem shalom l'gdula. What's going on? So I would understand it the same way. There are certain new things. It takes a while to get used. A guy gets married. It takes a while to adapt to marriage. So the chiddush is that you can manage it within 20 years, the adaptation. But if it still means those are averus that are part of the new situation, the ger, you understand that way. The ger is a megayer, why does he get time? It's a new situation, he has to adapt to it. So that's why I would just understand as a pshara, the 20 year idea has to do with whatever has to do with the maturity of the person. It still brings karbanos, so I got to tell you, we can't judge which are that way. It fits in with the Gra that 13, yeah, until 20. Yeah. Gra, what the Gra says, the Noi de Yehuda, and his tshuva says, B'derech Efsher. I shouldn't make it, it's just the Gra. The Gra says it as a fact, but yeah. But the Noi de Yehuda himself says this as a possibility. Yeah. That's davening, is the tshuva. He also said, as Pshai Ani Eida, you know, he said, I know my averus. So, okay. At any rate, this is the side issue here in this cipher. Now you're going to try to remember, you know, a year from now, you remember you learned this Pesachei Tshuva, you don't get punished 20, where was it? It's very hard to remember where it is, but if you remember, you learned in Hilchas Nidus, is the only place where it belongs, where it talks about a kapara. One more Pesachei Tshuva Yud. Maybe it's more lemaisa than anything we had here. Ketzad yase, ayin chava is das, shekosav, dehu adin kishashimesh samuch levest, bishoygeg, v'nitzger b'emtza tashmish. It means if it's during the time that you're also, lamed aleph, or vest kavua, or a yam afloga, a day you're not allowed to be boil. And someone's boil, in the middle of bia, he remembers this is a night that's aser. He also has this halacha to be pirish beiver meis. He has to wait. There's a second din on the Shulchan Aruch. Davka is the mafras tasha. Omra mar geshes ani and tzarich lifrish beiver meis. Deima argasha shamishu. In the middle of bia, she says she had argasha. You don't have to be pirish beiver meis. Deima argasha shamishu. This vidavka is the chavis das. Is a kuf tzadik. It's all misleading. Because Chavis Das here doesn't say it. He says it later in Simakov Tzadik. Anyway, Amar Agash Ani Tzarek Livish Beifa Meis, Demar Agash HaShamishu, Loi Shomar Amar Agash HaSani, Bedviru Shuhudam. All right, this doesn't happen. Now women don't have this type of Agash. But the first part could happen. Not Shriya, but someone in the middle of Tashrish realizes it's a Aina, that's Asura. So the Chavis Das says the same halacha should apply.
But he doesn't say it either, no.
What?
But she has to say Agash HaSani.
No, that's the second half. You're right. I'm talking about the first half of this. They're two different things. The first part has nothing to do with Argosha. No, Vidavka, it's misleading the way it's printed. There are two Chavis Dasen. The first one is, if Shishom of Vesemir, Tzor Gabalish Meva Meis, period. End of one Chavis Das. That's here. Vidavka is like a new piece. Because of Chavis Das, on the Mechaber, Mechaber is talking about Shom Meis Dam Be'emtza. It's not. It's written in a very misleading way. If you look at the Chavis Das, you'll see what should I do. You look it up.
There's no
chiyuv.
What?
If she's no dam, there's no chiyuv kapara. Right? Because there's no chorus. Now it's interesting. This interesting Paradis reminder. Paradis reminder is a sefer in Hilchas Nida. He listen. You'll see the tooth starting right away. person in the middle of Bia, he realizes it's the Yom HaVest. He shouldn't have done this. So here, Chavis Das says, you're in trouble. Be Pirish Be'ever Mace. Be Pirish Be'ever Chai. You're going to be, if she's seeing Nam, it's going to be a chorus. Perhaps you remind him, says just the opposite. He says, why are you not allowed to be Boil during the Vest? Because maybe the period will come any second. So why wait longer? The period may come. Better be Pirish quickly. The period shouldn't come at all. What's the machlaikis? Oh, yeah. It's like a double or nothing type of machlaikis. Should you cut your risk and be Pirish right away? Or should you worry about worst case scenario? Maybe there's dam deal already. And then be Pirish by the mace. They seem to argue in which way to deal with the chshash of dam. Chavis Das says play it safe. Be Pirish by the mace. And the Paris Rebbeinu says, just be Paris quickly, you shouldn't come lead day.
Well, you're not considering it, but if you wait you're not considering it.
You should have known. Because you should have known on the entering.
You'll need the same kapara.
You'll need the same kapara, right. What Shalai Bishas Festa? Says it's Sefer Baratzin.
Right, so we said the Chazan Tamsoy Bishkin says that Isha, which is Zafar Sefer Baratzin, had like his gomer. Why did he say that? Baratzin by his because there was no dessert.
No, it's a problem. Sefer Baratzin is a problem. What he said before is that they meant. I don't know what you mean. The previous is say Shuvah because of Yitzra'al Bisha. I mean, here should say Yitzra'al Bisha also. The Chavis Das not got to the Sefer entertains the idea of Yitzra'al Bisha. Chavis Das apparently does.
Say about
him too. That's Yitzra'al Bisha.
If she's Margish,
maybe like the second Tzadok HaSem Sefer, they only say Yitzri'al B'Sha is someone who, there's no Pas B'Saloi. If somebody's Pas B'Saloi, you don't say, that's his other Tzadok.
If she's
Margish, any either that you should not have been Bayil, if your Pesach is to be Machmer, I assume so. His Loshin is Samach Levesto, which is the Zeruah, Dayna Samach Levesto.
She doesn't
share
the same thing to her
husband, so that's
is it
Yivir on that? I suppose. That's what she's supposed to tell you. Yeah. Okay, so that is Siv Dalid. We move on to Simen Kuf Pei Vav. Kuf Pei Vav is the most unique Simen in all of Yeridaya. Is one shach, no tazen. This whole Kuf Pei Vav has one shach and no taz, but what a shach. Right? The shach takes up the space of a normal simon shach and taz. And this is a extraordinary machlaikis rishayinim. Extraordinary machlaikis rishayinim. We know what we do, so it's not going to be so threatening, but listen to a machlaikis rishayim. This machlaikis is based on two gemaras on Daf Yud Beis and Masechtas Nida. The primary gemara that we're talking about is a gemara where Shmuel is quoted. Somebody b'shem Shmuel who says the following words: Isha she'ein la vest asura l'shamesh ad shetivdaik. Gemara says, Shmuel says, a woman who has no kviyas is not allowed to be Nibal Achativna. I'm not talking after the Ayin HaBeinonis or after the Yom HaFlaga. I'm talking period. Or Isha She'ein Leves Tzricha She'tivdei Asur Lebaila Achativdei. That's a memra in the Gemara. Now, that memra of the Gemara, the interpretation of the Gemara is subject to a number of pshat. Even Rashi brings a couple of pshatim as to what it's referring to. And we end up with a machlaikis mikotze elakotze. Now, one of the issues is that there's a second Gemara earlier on your days, also Shmuel, where Shmuel says, somebody says, Kol Yad Hamar Belibdaik Beisha is blessed, a woman should buy the Tzchumra whenever she can. Shmuel says no, because then the husband will see she's doing bedikis, and I'll be nervous to be ba'al ha. I'll be nervous, so therefore don't. So here you have a member of Shmuel that's discouraging bedikis. So the question is, there are many ways of resolving it, but the question is, which way is lahalacha? There are three primary shitas in the Rishayim. Beka, three shitas in the Rishayim. The Rambam, the Rif, Shachlar calls it Rif Vaharash, the Rambam Vaharash, and the Rif, and Rashi Vitaisis. And the three shitas, like I say, are the Kotze Lakotzim. The sheet of Rashi and Taisvis is that if that whole Gemara is not lahalacha, either it's talking b'sha shanogu b'taris, the chumra of taris, when they were doing taris, they were doing a chumra labayla also, to do bedikas constantly, or, because we don't pass them like that Gemara, like we pass them like the other Gemara, it's trey yamayroi, aliba d'shmur. One way or the other, Rashi shita is that Gemara is not lahalacha. The other extreme is the Rambam shita. The Rambam says that a woman who has no vest needs bedika every single time, period. Every single time needs bedika, no matter what, and no exceptions. What about a woman who has a vest? So a woman who has a vest, the Rambam says you do bedika after Tashmish, not before, because the Bible will see and it'll be pirish. You do after. It's funny, the Rambam says that snuois abaikas beforehand also, which doesn't seem to stem, but maybe he means quietly, secretly, or whatever it might be. But anyway, this is the Rambam Shita. The in-between Shita is the Rif. And the Rif holds the following. The Rif holds that this Gemara is talking about something totally new. There were women that were Raya Machmas Tashmish. Raya Machmas Tashmish means the chimud, the warmth, the excitement of Tashmish brought on a flow of dam. We know that once upon a time, women reacted to events with dam. But Tischalchel HaMalka B'Kirba, it says Esther saw dam. The Gemara says there are those who are Raya Machmas Pachat, that when they get frightened, they see dam. So it appears not to be the fact today. If anything, women today their bodies seem to freeze. They stop getting periods sometimes during traumatic events. But Lamaisa, there was a concept of Raya Machmas Tashmish, that a woman saw because of the Chimur of Tashmish. And this is a long sugya in the Gemara in Kuf Pei Zayin. The Gemara says that a woman who sees because of the excitement of Tashmish three times consecutively is Asura Labayla, she needs a get. She's not mutter to her husband, he can't be Bayala. Every time he's Bayala, she's a Nida. She's muhzik, she's asura labayla. Gemara says she's allowed to get married to someone else. And if she marries three people, happens three different men, the same thing, she's not allowed to be married to anybody. I'm going to have that on Kuf Pei Zayin. Roya Machmas Tash, Baruch Hashem, I've never heard of anybody who has this today. But as far as the Gemara is concerned, the Rif says the following. The Rif is not a Mesechtas Nida. I mean, neither of the days, the Rif doesn't say a word. He leaves out the whole sugya. If you're learning Nida, you go to the Rif, you see, I was like Rashi. The Rif doesn't bring halachas that are only knowing Bishas Taris. But in Ksumis, the Rif brings that Yishu's Raya Machmas Tashmish has to do Bedikis the first three times after she gets married. Now, obviously, if she has Dam Besulim, it doesn't count. Dam Besulim is not Raya Machmas Tashmish. But once the Dam Besulim clear up, she has to do bedikis to see if she's Raya Machmas Tashmish. She does three times bedikis for Raya Machmas Tashmish. She gets a chazaka that she's not Raya Machmas Tashmish, hopefully. And then she's mutter the rest of her life. So Zot the Rif, or the Rosh, the explanation of the Rif learns, that's Pshat in Shmuel's memory. Shmuel said that you shouldn't be Marba Libdaik. That's normally. The Gemara, Kalish Asura Labayla Chetivdaik, means when she first gets married, she needs three bedikas to be Ois Mozik Raya Machmas Tashmish. So these are the three shitas in the Rishonim. What? Because we see there were three times Chimud Tashmish, and she didn't bleed because of it. So we see that Mazoch, if she already had a Chazaka, And three times in a row she loses the chazaka. A woman who never had the chazaka, three times in a row we see she's not a raya machmas tashmish. That's the Rif's explanation of the Gemara.
When do
you do bedikas? So that's going to be a topic we're going to discuss. Pashtus, you have to do before and after. Because if you do only after, if you do it after and you don't see dam, it's good. She's not a raya machmas tashmish. But if you do after, she does see dam, you don't know it's machmas tashmish. She might have been there earlier. So the chayrit needs a bedikah before and after. We're going to see the lush. No, because she might have been bleeding from noon that day. No, maybe it was before the husband was tevei after tashmish. So, what?
It only tells you that like the second she's not seeing, but the next second.
I guess well, the Torah Machay Shares, that's what Chazal were Machay. But these are the three shitas. What is this long rush? This long rush is what most of the Velt is Saimachan. Basically, the rush, his break the plates, the rush starts by saying that the Rif Shita, that the Shulchan Aruch brings, Kein Avinu, HaPoiskim, Aleihema, HaRamban, HaRashba, HaRosh, HaRan, Bishar HaPoiskim. Everyone understands the Rif that way. You're talking about you're not talking about little people, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rosh, and the Ran. But Zok the Shach, what should I do? I have to tell you the truth. Yeah, he tells you, I stop shouting the Rif. The Rif didn't bring it in Mesechtes neither. You have brought it in Mesechtes Ksubis. And we'll see shortly. And he holds that the Rif holds like Rashi, that you don't need Bedika in a typical case, we'll see in a minute. And that is what the Amad Abar, those who don't do bedikas, are saibachan. Rav Moshe Paskins, we don't know Shulchan Aruch yet, but just to give you the bird's eye view of this, the Sifim, Rav Moshe says, the Iker is like the Shach. V'afal Pikein, women should do bedikas after they get married, if the Dam Besulim clear up three times. However, they should do like the Chavis Das. What's the Chavis Das? The Chavis Das has his own teretz on Pshat in the Gemara, and he plugs it into the Rishayim. Chavis Das says, we have a steer in Shmuel. Shmuel said, don't do bedikis. And then Shmuel said, Asur l'bayla shetivdaik. The Chavis Das holds that you should do a kinuach, an external wipe, before tashmish three times. So it's not a bedika that'll make her husband nervous. It's time to wipe herself to make sure that as much as she could, that no dam came out. That's the Chavis Das's approach. And that's Ramosh's psak, that three times after Bia, she should do before and after, she should do a kinuach. If you do a kinuach, that's Ramosh's way of being yaitza, the shita of the Rif. So I told you just to give you like a synopsis. We'll learn Sif Aleph in days, and we'll see it all inside. Sif Aleph is a woman who does have a vest, which is not common today. And so there's a woman who doesn't. We'll learn, it'll just be what I told you inside, okay? Let's see. Isha, let's learn inside, and we'll, so your questions will be covered. Okay, just give me 2 minutes. Let's learn the Lush, and then we'll see. Most of your questions will be covered by the Lush. Sif Aleph. Isha, sheyesh la ves kavua, eitzricha b'indika klau, loy lefnei tashmish, loy la'acha tashmish. A woman who has a ves kavua doesn't need any bedikas at all. Va'adarabah, ein lo livnei b'fnei b'ayla. On the contrary, she should not do a bedika when her husband observes, b'shas tashmish, that he shouldn't be li by noikvai b'shas tashmish. That's the Rif. For Rambam zal matzrich livdaik achar tashmish. The Rambam says, if es kavua, taka, don't do it before and you'll get him nervous, but you do need a bedika achar tashmish, he be'ed echad, v'hu be'ed acher echad. He and she each have to do a bedika. Liris ben Shema Rosa Dam Bishas Tashmish. Uladaita, like the Rambam, had snuais bite kasatzman afkaidim tashmish. Wow. So the Rambam holds that even a ves kavua, pelaploim, that even a ves kavua, you need he and her should do a bedika afterwards, and the snuais even beforehand. The Rambam says, Svar Rishai, the Iker v'chein Agu. Ik is like the first shita. Move on to Sid Beis. A love as kavua, a woman who has no kvius for when she sees, shosh pama marishainim, the first three times that she's with her husband, tzricha bedika, she needs to do tzricha livda kaidim tashmish va'achar tashmish, both before and after. Hu be'ed shalai v'hi be'ed shalah. Him with his bedika cloth and her with hers. V'imhuziku ba'isa gibel pavim she'ena rayas da machbas tashmish. And this is the riff. You need a chazaka three times that you're not a rayas da machbas tashmish. Shuv eina tzricha bedika klau. Loy lefnei tashmish loy lache tashmish. That's the riff. Ula rabba v'harash. Kol zman she'en lo vest tzrichi bedika lo oilam. A woman that has no vest always needs bedika. Kaitim tashmish v'acha tashmish. Every single time. Pella. Now, this Rambam, as I told you, I don't think we're noyig. I wonder if the Lubavitch or those of the Chabad Minhagim, the Shulchan Aruch Rav brings this Rambam. And he says, Tov Lahachmir, that he does bring the Rambam sheet. I don't know what the minig is. But otherwise, we haven't heard. The Chachmas Adam just brings the three sheetas without Psak. But those who bring Psak, by and large, nobody passing it to Rambam, but they pass it like the Rif to do the three bedikas that are to be mazik atzvei she'en arayim achlas tashmish, or like the shita of the shach. There is a taz on this simon; it's just not here. The taz is kufpei dalit sif katan yud gimel, and there the taz mentions vadai. That we know you like the riff, and that you need shloisha bedikas beforehand, and the teres shlomim on the bottom seems to paskin like that. As I told you, the Shulchan Aruch Rav brings the Rambam and paskins like the riff, the ikar adin. Ramosha the chelik pesim and ayin hey, Ramosha is the one who paskins ikar kashach, toiv lahachmi kahariff. But it's enough to do like the Chavis Das, the Kinuach, and not a Bedika Gemura. Pesachei Tshuva, I believe, brings the Chavis Das as well. No, the rule is when he brings the first one Stoma and the second one with a name, that he's passing like the first one. Okay, first sheet they brought with Stoma, and the second one he said Ula Ramba Varosh. So the rule is when he brings one stoma and one with a name or with the yeshayimrim, that we pass like the first shita. He probably holds his title hachmir. He does bring the Rambam. It's interesting. The mechaber's klal, b'seisus klal, he passes like two out of three. The Rambam, the Rosh, and the Rif. And here you have the Rambam and the Rosh. The truth is, it's not that clear that the Rosh holds this way, although the way it's brought in the Mechaber seems to hold that the Rambam and the Rosh do all that way. So I don't know what to tell you. The Kavanas Mechaber, you should know. Look up what Rav Avadya holds, how he paskins here, and you'll see what the Beis Yosef's Kavan is. Let's finish the Ramah. Ve'ein srichin livdek atzman achal kol tashmish tashmish shaisim b'layla echad ela mikantchen atzman kol layla be'ed lubachat srichin b'dika. Once a night is good. V'motza dam tmeya, she finds dam she's tummy. Kodcha asma be'ed va'ovda. If she wiped herself with a bedika cloth and lost it, like tishamisha shetivdik asma hayo vein lo vest. She shouldn't do tashmish until she's bedik herself. Hayo vein lo vest. If she has no vest and she lost it, so she has to check again. Interesting, the Rebbe Kiva Eger here brings. Kivager brings a Ramba Matzuch Livdek Acher, a Filu Menekes Muberes Akeinu Ktana. Even a woman who's Becheskes with Selekes Damin, the Rambam holds that Vitef Shal Livdek Pakal, that a person has to be Baidik. So, it's a Rambam that is something of a Chiddush to everybody, but it's a Rambam Shita, which I tell you. What? The Ramah, it's a little unclear. When the Ramah says his comments, whether he's going on the Rambam or on the first opinion, probably he's going on both, because he's Saisim. Probably holds like both this idea. Now, there's a tremendous nafkamina between the Rif and the Rambam, the way we understand the Rambam. The Rambam is Chayshish shall see Dam now. According to the Rif, it's more to be masik herself. She's not one of these women who's a Raya Machbis Tashmish. Nafkamina is, if she does a bedika kaitim tashvish, whether she has to check the bedika cloth before bia. Now you have to remember, today we have lights. Once upon a time, the world was dark. There were candles. Candles are not perfect for checking stains or bedika cloths. And the question is whether, now according to the Rambam, you should have to check. So according to the Rambam, the whole thing is, you want to make sure that she doesn't see dam. According to the Rif, it's sort of a takana. There are some women that are roye machas tashmish. You want to be married, you're not a roye machas tashmish. It's not so much that there's an imminent chashash. If you look at the Bekar Bayim Chayim, at least the first words, he says, Eitzrich Livdek Atzman, the Bekar Bayim Chayim is on the left side of the page, I am saying, Chavaz Dash, Shekosav, the Linyan, Ikra Abdika, Yitzrarech Lor Aner, Loi Dibru Bezam, Chavar Ramazal. Well, you have to check it, Lor Aner, they don't mention, but see the Plukta Beda Kadbainim, Rashi Vitaisis Vidaf Tezvav, the Beg Dika, they're talking about Tyrant when it was Tyrus, the Beg Dika of Neitash, Beg Dika of Lachadash, Ain't Sri Chishil Lor Aner, So there is a machlokes regarding this. Obviously, the machlokes in Lomdus has to do with how vital chashash it is. That's a negeah for us because we have lights today. And anyway, this that we hold dikas like the shah. Now, she has to. No, once she did three times, like the Rambam.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to know. You do the bedikah, put away for tomorrow. Yeah, put away for tomorrow, and tomorrow you take a look. Now, the only thing we left out is the shach. How does the shach get around the Rif? Like I said earlier, you see the break the places of the shach. He's arguing the kavanas a Rif with Gedolei Rishonim, with the Ramban and the Rashba, the Rosh and the Ran. But his main argument is that the Rif doesn't bring it in Mesechtas Nida. He brings it in Derech Agav Iksuvis. So I'll send you to the second column in the Shach, where there's a block letters, the word Aval. If the Yiskas Kashis says, Aval Emes Yere Darkai. He says, like, you know, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rosh, and the Ran, they got it wrong. What are they going to do? Emes Yere Darkai, the Shach says. Das a Rif, Kedas Kol HaPaiskim. Why should I say the Rif is different than Call up a right place. The Philly Isha Shane Loves Lay Boy Bedika Labila Klau, Lay Lefte Tashish Layla Achatashish, Ulahi Lay Kosova Rif, Bishum Makim Beferish, the Tzricha Bedika, Adarabba, Kosovil Chastida Hachamor and Vapail and the Shane Lambecheskas Tara. It's an interesting price that says the Hachamor and Vapail will come home and their wives are asleep, and I guess they wake them up, the Misnamnang, you're not supposed to be boiled, someone is fully asleep. You don't have to ask them if they're Tmeim, you could just be Bayil. You know, you can just be Bayil, you don't have to ask them. Maybe, like the Rambam, you need a Bedika. Like the Rif, you need the first three times. So he brings it Stam, that Becheskas Taira. Vayibraisadrem, and that Braisadrem of Chanina ben Atignus, which is the Braisad that says you need a Bedika. Basur Betairis Bedavki, Kabashapirish Rashi, Bechala Paiskim. That's talking the time that they were Noyak Tairis. Avalabailo Loi Boy Bedika Klau. Uchem Lepirish Rif Dover Bilchas Nida. Adivrei Reb Chanina ben Atignus. He didn't say a word there. Mishum dekiva doyidno leketaris lebina bedika klal. Biu nafkamina. Biisha sharasa damach mistashmish. When does he, yes, bring this? If you have a woman who saw damach mistashmish, then srich bedika gimel pamim. Uma shamshem u mishameshes beidim. She does bia only with a bedika cloth. Tani bebraisa. Dosa varasa damach mistashmish. In Ksubis it says, if a woman gets married and she's getting a get because she's Raya Machmas Tashmish, she doesn't get a Ksuba. Not the husband's fault, it's the woman's fault that she's a Raya Machmas Tashmish. Chasvarif biyad basachi abishu braisim seifnida samkalakan neishin yinechad. Because we're talking here about a woman who's already a Raya Machmas Tashmish, so you do bedika three times to see if it's so. By the deduct, and this is Marasa Dam Machmas Tashmish, Mishamesh is Pam Allah Beis Gimel. This is the clue that I don't know. He says, that means once she saw Dam Achmas Tashmish, so now you need three bedikas. The first one doesn't count. Why doesn't the first one count? So I don't know. I didn't check it. It could be because the first one, there was no bedika kaidim Tashmish. So we don't know that the Tashmish caused it. But anyway, that is the Shita. And he says at the end, next to the last line, She doesn't lose the ksuba unless she has tashrish gimel times and she has a chazaka of raya machmas tashrish. So this is the kuf pei vav, this inyan. The Rabbi Kiva Eger holds even an old woman. The Pisri Tshuva, I think we chalkim in the last Pisri Tshuva in Dalit, chalkim with this. Muberish, the slakas daba eight sricha bedika. So that's what he brings on the bottom. Vodila meinika. So even though Rabbi Kiva Eger brings mechmirin, the Pisri Tshuva Dalit brings mechivim. The what? Muberes. What's the afilu? Because the afilu is shema vest. What's afilu?
It's
not
afilu.
Yeah, I don't know what the afilu is. You're right. I don't know. Okay, at any rate, this is the primary issue of Kuf Pei Vav. We still have Siv Gimel Dalin and Hay, which I guess we'll leave for next week.